getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy on this special day, Remembrance Day, wherever you are listening. Anywhere around the country. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello,
how are
Mick
you?
Malloy. I'm hello. Good, thank you.
Dangerous Day.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
We will get to Remembrance Day shortly. We're going to play you some stuff we've recorded and speak to Mac McLaughlin.
Excellent.
Who I've travelled overseas with to Gallipoli.
Wow.
And he'll be able to bring
well,
us
it's
up
a,
to speed.
Well, it's a very reflective day and it means a lot
sure
to
is.
So many people. It's a
yep.
pretty fierce day in other terms as well. Bushfires yep. raging oh, through Queensland and New South Wales. And we're going to have the latest update and news. We're going to talk with Anthony Clark from the New South Wales yep. Fire Department and Megan Stiffer as well from Queensland. So we will hopefully everybody's bracing themselves for what's going to be a catastrophic day tomorrow in Australia.
Sure. Don't worry, though. We're still mucking around down the
we
shallow end
to
of the pool.
Do that
Women
still.
Are idiots. It's your time to
it
take
is.
One, to take
I've
a hit
got a
for
beauty.
The team. You've got one. We're going to get to that in just one
we
minute.
We are, yeah.
Entertainment news. There's a bit going on in the world
well,
of reality
definitely, and
TV.
The block finally. Oh, Scotty Cam's the happiest man in Australia at the
yes.
moment.
You missed
finally,
him on Friday.
Finally, the block is finished.
Yes.
He couldn't wait for it to be over.
It is done and dusted.
But still on our TVs, going strong. Have you been paying attention?
Is Tommy Gleisner coming in?
He is coming.
Bingo.
Tonight.
I call bullshit.
Yes.
It's Monday.
I've been through the mags.
Give us
and,
one.
Is Bindi Irwin pregnant?
I call bullshit.
Because her fiance's photograph right. with a pregnancy test
Leave
in his
it there. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So okay. much to get through. As I said, we will very quickly, in the next break, we'll catch up with what's the latest from the bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales, and then we will talk Remembrance Day. But in the meantime, I can't get past this.
Funniest
single image I've seen this year.
All right.
And the inspiration today for Women Are Idiots, by the way, which we'll be doing soon.
Is me.
Call 133353 and
we
log
do plenty
in
of men who are idiots.
We do it all the time. And but you have covered yourself in glory.
I have.
Tell everyone what you did today.
Well, it's 101 stupidity,
right.
I would
yeah.
say. I went to the car wash today, the drive-through one.
Yeah.
So?
Well, what's the most stupid thing you could do when you go through a car wash when you sit in the car?
Oh, I don't know, Jane.
Oh, have the windows down?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Okay, where can people see this photo?
I'm going to put it up because I got, you know the Karcher,
yeah.
which we
It's like
promote.
You Karchered yourself.
It's like I Karchered myself on
Jane.
Both sides. Now, if anybody's ever wanted to know the pressure of those
yes.
Car washes as you go through, it's effing strong. So I got...
Did you get the colourful rainbow soap and all that sort of stuff?
I hadn't started soaping. Right. It's the first hit. And I
oh, the initial
it,
jets.
And I just
What about
went,
the big kelpy things that slap
yeah,
against
yeah.
the car?
That didn't give me a good face.
Yes.
But I did swear, like there's no tomorrow, the dog just
he had
looked
dog
at me.
The dog
was in the back.
Dog.
Dry as a bone because the windows were up. What was I think? Why did
Why
I have them both down?
Down for?
I just don't know.
There's not a lot you have to do.
There's not.
To prepare
and it
for
even
carport.
Says it.
Okay, yeah. car yeah. on. Yeah, windows
petrol
up.
In it.
I yeah. think we're good to go.
I ticked off all the boxes, as it said. Put your brake off. Do this, do that. And went, and I thought to myself, I do
don't
love going
Don't tell me
through
what
this.
To do.
Yeah, yeah well, and right. I'm an old pro at this.
Don't backcheck me. I know car washes.
I was... Totally soaked. I was totally really? Soaked. So was the car inside. So then
what
I
were you wearing? It was like it was a t-shirt or something.
It wasn't a white wet t-shirt.
Go on.
Oh my God.
Always ends up there, doesn't it? Always. Doesn't
and
matter
again,
what happens.
I'm always flattered that you think I could pull off a wet t-shirt. So thank you for that.
So now what did they do at the car wash? Did they run out?
They didn't even know.
Oh.
You think I was going to tell anyone? Thank God no one saw me because it's like all the doors shut. It's like you're in your secret world.
How long were you wet for? Yeah. How long were you under?
Well, I was drenched for about half an hour because actually 45 because I was going to
take. Have you seen it, Dave?
I have not seen it. No, I've just been told it's.
We're going to put it up
on Facebook. Yeah,
and no, I went to take the dog for a walk afterwards to dry off, basically. And everyone looked at me and went, unusual.
You know what you should have done?
What?
Had the window. If you had going to do it with the windows down, get the dog washed.
Oh,
then it's
I
like
could
a, that's like a great dog idea. Wash.
Two for one.
The two for one.
I did get a two for one
wash,
offer too.
And then you get your dog wash.
I was distracted.
Instead, you're the one who came.
What was going
on? Was anyone at home when you came home?
I did send it to
Roy. Hi, I'm home.
I sent a picture. I go, look what I did today. And he just went, oh, my God.
Jane. Well, there you're it adorable. Is. Yeah. Women are idiots.
Have you got any other idiots that you know of?
All right.
Yeah. We've got to do that a bit later.
We
but,
will.
Yeah, we'll
when we come back, we're going to speak
later.
To Anthony Clark, Director of Communications there in New South Wales, and Megan Stifler from the Commander of State Operations in Queensland. And get to the bottom
bad,
of what's
guys.
Going on.
Yep. Yeah,
get you all up to speed. Right. Thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Fire tornadoes ripping through tinder dry bush.
Deadly weekend which claimed 3 lives and destroyed 150 homes.
Red, red, red. 3 fallen on tinder.
And with a catastrophic warning ahead, there could be more heartache to come.
The concern is right from the Queensland border effectively through to Bega on the far south coast of New South Wales.
The last time a state of emergency was declared in New South Wales was 2013. That was during the Blue Mountains bushfires.
Under catastrophic conditions, the safest thing you can do is not be in an at-risk area. Preparing yourself now, making decisions, having conversation with your loved ones about what you're going to do and where you're going to be.
I want to assure the people of New South Wales that this is to make sure that we leave no stone unturned to keep our community safe tomorrow.
Okay, let's turn our attention to New South Wales first, where 69 fires burning as we speak across New South Wales, 40 still uncontained. A state of emergency has been declared in New South Wales. Total fire bans in place today and tomorrow. Many schools closed. We need to get to the bottom of this and specifically talk about how to behave tomorrow and what to do. And to help us out on that front, we've got Anthony Clark, who's the Rural Fire Service Director of Communications. Thanks for joining us, Anthony. What's the latest you can tell us?
Well, look, I guess heading into today and tomorrow's weather, we started out today talking about tomorrow being as bad as it gets, and then at about lunchtime today we actually got another forecast through from the BOM, and it's actually worse than first
yep.
thought. So the conditions are actually deteriorating, and we're now seeing a catastrophic fire danger forecast all the way from the Illawarra Shoalhaven up through Sydney, up through the Hunter. So we're talking about millions of people being covered by this now.
Anthony, can you tell us what the term catastrophic fire danger means?
Yeah, sure. So catastrophic is the highest level of bushfire danger. And to give you an idea of the conditions at catastrophic, it is as bad as it gets. That's what we say. And really hot, really dry, really windy. If you're in the path of a fire, your life is going to be at risk. Homes aren't designed to withstand fires in those conditions. And one of the big worries that we've got is big fires, potentially even creating their own weather systems, lightning strikes and things like that. So, you know, this is as bad as it gets.
What do people in the New South Wales area need to know or do now to prepare for tomorrow? What do you want anyone listening now in these areas you're talking about, what can they do or should do?
Well, look, have a think about where you live. If you're living anywhere near the bush, avoid that area tomorrow. Now, we're not saying evacuate now. That's really important. But tomorrow morning, go into town, go into a larger city, go to the movies or a shopping centre for the day, somewhere that's not in a bushland area. Keep in mind that fires are going to travel very quickly under these conditions tomorrow. Communities may be threatened. Don't be on the road, so make the decision early on to relocate to one of those built-up areas.
For people in those areas who live in houses in the line of fire, so to speak, what are you saying for them to do?
Look, if you live in one of those areas where there's already fires burning, these fires are going to spread very, very quickly under the forecast conditions tomorrow. So you need to really start thinking now about what you're going to do. The safest place to be is well away from the fire, well away from bushland areas where a fire could start.
Anthony, thanks for your time, and please make sure everyone in the Rural Fire Service keeps themselves safe tomorrow. We hope it goes better, as
yes.
good as it
and
can be.
You're doing an amazing job.
And hats off to you. Yeah. We respect and admire what you're doing.
Thank you, Anthony.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for your support.
Okay, time to check in with Queensland now. We're going to speak to Megan Stifler, who's the commander of State Operations Queensland Fire and Emergency Service. Hi, Megan, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Okay, could you give us an overview of what's happening on the ground in Queensland right now?
Sure. Firstly, all of our firefighters have our thoughts with New South yes. Wales tomorrow. Their conditions are horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here in Queensland, we have 56 fires currently burning in the landscape, and we're expecting severe fire weather behaviour tomorrow. Some of our fires are not contained. They are in the Cobra Ball area just west of Yeppoon. We have the Western Scenic Rim at the south of the state, and also around that Noosa North Shore, and an area in Brisbane around Gymna and Monsendale.
All right.
Our areas stretch across about a 500-kilometre area, so we really need the community to stay alert and across our messaging on the QFES social media and the Rural Fire Service website.
Megan, this is a very emotional time for people. We're aware that people have died. Can you tell us what you suggest for people who are concerned and worried about livestock, their pets and wildlife?
Look, the wildlife is a really tragic part of wildfire. Animals are smart. They work their way through to safe areas, so people should trust that nature will take its own route out of these areas. What we need to do as a community is think about our neighbours and our livestock. There are plans that need to be put into place today and tomorrow morning to ensure their safety. We really ask the community to think of their neighbours, elderly people and non-English speaking people, keep them across the warnings and really look after each other in our communities.
Well said, Megan. That's really solid advice for everyone listening, especially those in the affected areas. Megan, thanks for your time today. We wish you and everyone in the emergency services a safe day tomorrow, and we will try and keep our listeners in the Queensland area as informed as possible.
And we thank you on behalf of everyone in Australia. Thank you.
There it is.
Wow.
So there's some people and some parts of our country which are under siege right now. It's a huge country. We go to a lot of these areas.
We do indeed.
We do.
So to anyone listening in affected areas,
thinking of you.
Exactly right. Yeah. The rest of Australia's right behind you. And here we go. It's going to get tough out
on
there
Instagram,
tomorrow.
I'm just seeing, and I know it is something, we of course are worried for human life, and we're very worried about that. Mm. One of the tragedies is the loss of wildlife and animals, and I see, notice Dr. Chris Brown's put on view, they're looking after lots of koalas. They've lost lots, so people are just... But you've got to be sensible about this stuff, don't you?
It is indeed, yes, that's right. Don't look after yourself
and don't make it difficult
for others.
That's right.
There's a lot of responsibility attached to how you behave in the next couple of days. Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Remembrance Day and what it means to Australia.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
We come again like pilgrims to this site today to acknowledge and thank that generation, both those who served and the families that supported them, for the influence they have had on the development of our nation and its character. They shall not grow old as we that live grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. For the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.
There it is. That was a ceremony at the War Memorial to mark Remembrance Day. Today, it's 101 years since the armistice was signed to end World War I, a conflict that, took over 60,000 Australian lives, and there's been many lost men and women on the battlefield ever since. It's an important day for everybody, and it's very culturally significant in this country.
Mm.
Grab yourself a poppy, do what you can, take a moment to remember and think about sacrifices others have made so we can enjoy this bloody brilliant country, which is one of the great spots in the world. Now,
I love the fact that we have memorial services all around Australia.
Yeah.
All done.
It's just a unifying day.
It
where
is.
It doesn't matter where you just suspend all your hostilities, whatever you are. We all come together and acknowledge the ultimate sacrifice made by so many and still doing it. Spare a thought for the, I think, over 3,000 serving men and women who are serving as we speak, who won't be with their families today, who are still doing us proud in theatres of war on behalf of our country. They do a great job. You'd be very proud of them if you're over there and saw what they were doing. So we were going to have Brendan Nelson on the show today, the outgoing chief of the War Memorial, who speaks beautifully on all these subjects, and he takes it so well. He was such a great appointment as director of the Australian War Memorial. He will be missed in that role. But one of the great things that happened under his reign, I suppose, was the returning of the unknown soldier. Now, this idea was put forward as early as 1920s, but it wasn't until 1993 the unknown soldier was finally brought home. So the return of the unknown soldier commenced on the 23rd of March, 1993. And, well, I'll tell you what, I've got some audio of Brendan Nelson telling the story. Have a listen to how he was brought home.
A lot of diplomatic work was done with the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, with the authorities in France. And then finally, in 1993, this man was exhumed from the Adelaide Cemetery in France. This man was chosen by the Australian authorities. He was placed in a Tasmanian blackwood timber coffin. An Australian flag was placed over it, a slouch hat on the top. He spent a day at the tower of the Australian Memorial at Villa Breton. A night under the Menin Gate, where are inscribed the names of 55,000 missing in Flanders, Belgium, including 6,192 Australians. The last post was played over his coffin at 8 o'clock at the Menin Gate. And then he was flown back to Australia by Qantas to Sydney, a C-130 Hercules to Canberra. And then on Remembrance Day, the 11th of November 1993, with much ceremony, a gun carriage with the Australian Prime Minister, the Premiers of Australia, 25,000 people either side of Anzac Parade, 600 military standards and banners being displayed. The coffin was placed on the Stone of Remembrance in front of the Australian War Memorial. The catafalque party formed around it. And he was placed in the centre of the tomb that had been so designed and created. On the day of that interment, in 1993, our Prime Minister, Mr. Paul Keating, perhaps unusually for an Australian Prime Minister, delivered Jeffersonian oratory, arguably the finest speech given by any Australian Prime Minister on any topic. The eulogy to the unknown Australian soldier.
He is all of them, and he's one of us.
And in 2013, we took the key phrase from the eulogy and placed it onto the front of the tomb. He is all of them. He is all of those 62,000 killed in the First World War. He's all of the 41,000 that have been killed since. And he is one of us.
Pretty moving stuff.
That's awesome.
Well, it is. It's a very emotional day, actually.
It's an emotional day. It is. And we should take time to remember all this. This is what it's designed for. And have a think. And a little footnote to that story. And brilliantly, congratulations, Brendan Nelson, for doing that.
Yeah.
Have you seen this picture of a pigeon that's made the
tomb
of the unknown soldier its home, and it's been getting all the poppies
and just
it's turned it into a nest.
How does it know to do that?
So well done.
Gosh.
That's an Aussie pigeon.
Yeah.
All right, so hey, can I just use this moment quickly to say, you know, as well as thinking about all this stuff and about those who are still serving, think about those who've returned, and you know I'm an ambassador for Soldier On, and I'd just like to make mention of them now. If you can find a way to contact soldier on or get involved with what they're up to.
Well, I've seen firsthand through you. You introduced me to Soldier On. This is such a needed, important organisation.
That we're just getting starting to treat with the respect it deserves. How to deal with families and returned men and women who are not quite the same as when they left, either mentally or physically. And in great news, a single donor has donated $500,000 today to Soldier On.
Oh, wow.
So good on you, Dr. Chow Chak Wing.
That's awesome.
Well-known Australian philanthropist. Philanthropist?
Philanthropist. But he'll go both ways.
All right. Anyway, there you go. It's all been a bit serious today, but it needs it, doesn't it? We have to do that.
But there was a time when I was going to say, you know, we do, especially at a Triple M audience, I think we're always very respectful of this day. Yeah. Anzac Day the same. It takes me back to years ago when we were on radio in Melbourne and the D Generation were doing breakfast show. And I think we were doing something to be reverential.
It was Anzac Day.
Right. And we were talking about it, and we just finished saying, you know, it was Anzac Day, acknowledging.
The DJ at the day, who was a returned serviceman himself, I think had been to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway, he was quite emotional about it.
Yeah.
And he kind of interrupted. He said, "Sorry, guys, I just want you to stop there for a minute. I just need to say, this is, I want to play a song."
Yeah. It's very important, means a lot to me. And we were expecting, you know.
I was supposed to be only 19.
It was supposed to be only 19.
Yeah, he read down, and he pushed a button. And instead it was...
Instead, this came on. Too many times.
He goes...
Well, that woke us all up.
He goes, and this one's for all those who never
returned. Too many times.
This one is for you. Too many times.
Oh, mate.
What? So what song are we going to, mate?
We're going to some homegrown rock in excess.
Right. Well done. We remember you.
You got it.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Those idiots. Those imbeciles.
This is hot. That's really hot.
I don't understand. Please explain.
You're an idiot.
Sometimes it's women who are idiots.
I have to talk like an idiot, darling, so you'll understand me.
Women are idiots.
I quite accept that.
Yes, I am
an idiot myself, and I'm going to get the ball rolling.
Well, you started the whole thing today.
I did. I mentioned at the start of the show, I sat in my car with the dog, going to get the car washed, go through one of those drive-through car washes where you just get your code.
That's it.
And you go in, and it washes your car. I get in, and whoosh! I have forgotten to put the windows up.
Was the sunroof open too?
No.
Could have massaged the top of your head.
That's could true.
Have. And you basically got cartridged yourself.
Cartridged myself from right and left, completely soaked to the bone.
Where can people see this photo,
All of the socials, Twitter, Instagram,
it's
Facebook.
It's on my Instagram as well. Yep. I just put it on there.
Robbie 555. Doing your hair, the dog, and the inside of the car. Genuine multitasking. Wow. You've taken it to a new level. So in honour of you, we're doing Women Are Idiots.
Yes, we are.
Today. And
I've got a few.
Have you got a couple to go?
Katie Crenshaw from Georgia, USA.
All right.
Oh.
Women are
She's
idiots.
Already an idiot.
She's already an idiot because...
For what?
Look, she has dared to call herself the lazy mum, I think. And she's reassuring parents that it's perfectly okay to serve up frozen dinners because she says, "Oh, I'm just tired of cooking, and you might as well just get a frozen dinner and put it in the microwave. I'm also tired."
That's not unusual.
Yeah. It's not unusual.
Is it?
What about this one, though? "Don't give your kids a bath. Just use some wipes." Okay, Katie.
Right. Well, you mean like the moist towelettes from KFC?
Yes, KFC.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go down to KFC.
Sometimes it's just easier to skip the fuss and just take out some wipes. So she puts the microwave meal in. I'm not judging because I think this is quite ingenious. She puts the microwave meal in. Then she gets the wipes out. And then she just says to her kid, "Don't worry about pajamas. Just sleep in your clothes. And just wear the same thing."
I stink.
I used to do that on weekends when I was a kid. Because out and have a big night, and then you'd have to play cricket in the morning, I'd change into my cricket gear
and then
go to sleep.
You see, I have done that too.
I know I'd be terrible when I woke up. So I would.
It's true. If we've had to go
get out of bed, you're late for cricket. I'd just pull up the doona and I would be fully dressed, sometimes padded up.
If we have to go on an early morning flight or go leave early in the car for a road trip, I say to the kids, just sleep in the clothes you're going to wear tomorrow.
I sleep in my gym gear the night before.
Sleep in your gym gear.
I do.
And by the way, don't worry about a shower. I'm going through the car wash. We'll just wind the windows down. Can I do one?
Yes, sure. You can, please.
Victory approach. Jane Kennedy's chick horse.
Why?
That is possibly delivered
horse?
The worst moment in modern racing
history. You wait till she has her big run.
Dr. Chris Brown said this, if this isn't a steward's inquiry, yes. I don't know what
he
is.
He was joking when he said that.
One of the greatest betting scandals of all time.
No, it's not. He acknowledged.
A plunge, and then to hear the finish, here's the last 200 metres
of... Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Drifting out towards the centre, kicks away. Two or three Vegas Jewel, never listen late with Moonlight Maid. Miami Bound in front, 100 metres to go. She's toughing it out. She's won the Oaks for Damien Oliver. Miami Bound wins it by three lengths. Second, Never Listen. Moonlight Maid third from Beauty Bolt. Then Gamay and Vegas Jewel. Next, presently, Stick 'Em Up, Silent Sovereign, Song Brocade, Amazing Piece, Foxborough, and Ocean Miss. And Victory Approach has been pulled up and is just going to walk over the line.
Women are idiots.
We just wanted to make a real impact.
When do you plan on approaching?
I tell you what.
Here's an idea. Approach the finish line. At your leisure.
That horse made news for 3 days.
Even anti horse campaigners suggest that one could be put down. If you want to make a special exemption for Victory Approach.
I won't have it. Don't you speak about Jenny like that.
Oh, okay. What else you got?
Okay. Are you familiar with what a body modifier is?
Yeah.
Basically,
a can of beer. Beer is the body modifier, as far as I'm concerned.
That's your favourite. Well, it can also mean you can cover yourself with tattoos. And a young lass called Amber Luke, who's 24, has spent more than $35,000 modifying her body, so she's covered in tats. But here's the rub: she got her eyeballs tattooed.
Women are idiots.
And how? No, she tattooed her eyebrows. Okay. Her eyeballs with blue ink, and she went blind for 3 weeks.
Oh, well,
women are
idiots.
She
did.
It's a 40-minute procedure.
That
How can
hurt.
This even be a procedure? How can
hurt.
This
that
be legal?
Hurt so much.
She's from New South Wales. She underwent excruciating and dangerous 40-minute procedure to transform her eyes.
Wow.
She calls herself the blue-eyed white dragon.
Oh,
yeah.
Why isn't she the bachelorette? I mean, come on. A nice girl with her face tatted up and her body.
Mum, I'd like you to meet my new girlfriend.
Holy.
Don't stare at her blue eyes.
Yeah,
Don't stare at her blue eyes.
She went blind. Why? What is, sorry, please, teenagers, anybody, what are you thinking?
Come on.
Neck tattoo's fine, but the eye's no good.
Go with the neck tattoo.
Is it
just,
is it a case of too much spare time on your hands for the kids?
Or dough?
Hey, listen, 133353, get on board. Yeah. We're idiots. Got a story?
We've
are
got
you
a few.
One? Do you know one? Are you married to one? Give them birth to one.
Do you work with one?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We are doing.
Women are idiots.
You can get involved. 133353.
Give us a call. But we have our lines. They're banked up and ready to go.
Yes,
a lot of blokes who
want
to dob in their partners.
They
I think.
Do.
Let's start with Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, how going?
Good, thanks. Now, did you have a woman who had a bit of a lapse and turned a little bit idiotic for a moment?
Yeah, it wasn't my wife, but she can be a bit silly sometimes. But no, we pulled up to buy some free-range eggs out in the country.
Yeah.
And another lady, she also wanted some free-range eggs. And when the bloke said, well, that's $5, she said, well, hang on, they're free, it says so.
Women are idiots.
Well, yeah,
where's
okay,
my
fair
free,
enough.
You know, the sign that said free-range eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
Then they're free.
But so but, she probably thought, oh, I wonder what range eggs are.
I'll have some of those range eggs.
Some of those range eggs.
Those range eggs.
Hold on, Peter. Give Peter a prize.
Oh, yeah? What about, I'll tell you, we'll put you on the list to go see James Rain for November. He's going to do a Triple M Garage session.
You sound like a great fan of James Rain and the boys.
My age group, so fantastic.
Good on you, Peter.
James by the way, kennedymalloy.com.au to enter. What's that?
Hall of Fame James Rain.
I'd say so.
I should
check that. I would think so.
More so for his work with Australian Corps, I would suggest.
Don't go there.
His solo work was magnificent.
His solo work was, well,
don't mention Darryl Braithwaite.
I would say he should, for his solo work, go in probably.
Don't mention Darryl Braithwaite. Don't mention him. Well done, Peter. Hey, Nick.
Yep.
Tell me about an idiotic chick you know.
Yeah, so I was at the footy one time with my sister at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah.
And we looked across the stands and she could see written in the seats in the different colours, dry area.
Yeah.
And she's going, oh, well, you know, I guess you can't get wet if you're sitting in that area.
Women are idiots.
I like it.
But why is that so funny? Why? Well, what's the kicker?
Etihad's got a roof on it, mate.
Etihad Stadium.
Mind you, she's 24 at the time.
Well, you're saying that's a mitigating
because she was
circumstance, well, isn't it? All right.
Thank you, Nick, for that.
We like
that's
that a lot.
Funny.
Benny's on the line.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm looking at my wife, actually. She doesn't know what I'm about to say. Oh, now.
Okay.
My wife had a head cold.
Yeah.
And I was taken to the doctors, I think, and she hopped in the car and slammed her head once in the car.
Slammed her hand or her head?
I can't hear you, mate.
Where are you?
I think his wife's grabbing the phone.
Are you trying to run away from her, or what's happening?
He's back.
She slammed her head three times in a row. Three times in a row, and I was in tears.
You're sure she's the idiot?
She's grabbing the phone.
Is she grabbing the phone from you, Ben?
She's trying to. Anyway.
Okay. Women are idiots.
And what else did she do? Did she break anything else?
Yeah, she broke her fingers by stepping on her own fingers.
Women are idiots.
Have we got a prize for
Hello, Ben?
Yes, we do have a prize.
Ben, let us know if you're still alive. Are you there?
Yes, mate, I'm here.
You've got a prize.
Oh, beautiful.
What is it, mate?
We have, I'll tell you what, we'll give you tickets to go see Iron Maiden.
Oh, yes!
Imagine how many fingers your wife could break it at an Iron Maiden concert. She won't be able to get the horns up.
See? Now you can thank her. So it's good that she was an
thank
idiot.
Thank you very much, Iron Maiden.
Is she there? Can you put her on?
Yeah, she doesn't want to, but she's here. Here she is.
Talk to her.
Nah, she doesn't want to talk.
Well, tell her she's off to Iron Maiden with you.
Well.
All right, well done.
Okay, we'll
we've still got
there.
Callers coming through. Let's go to Mark. G'day, Mark. How are you going?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tell us about someone you know.
I'd like that 50 back I had on your horse, Blues.
Oh, Mark. All right, you sound a bit menacing.
Women
I'm
are
scared.
Idiots.
Yeah, 4 years ago I was dating a girl and I had a brand new Ford Ranger and she borrowed my ute and I said, could please fill it up with diesel? It's written on the side.
Yep.
And 3 kilometres later she'd broken down and she'd filled it up with unleaded and it cost me $13,000 to get it fixed.
Oh. Women are idiots.
Did she chip in?
No, she didn't. I've still got the ute, but I haven't got the woman.
she sounds a little silly, but answer me this. Has she ever gone through the car wash with the windows down?
Women are idiots.
You're the winner today, Jane, by the way.
I am.
Give yourself a prize.
I think I do have a prize.
A Karcher.
A Karcher for me.
All right. Hey, well done to all our callers.
I'm very fresh and clean, mind
you.
Are. I've got that new car smell.
A hint of wax as well.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleisner, not too far away. Have you been paying attention? Is back on TV tonight, 8:30 on 10 and the Win Network. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
We'll also be speaking to Matt McLaughlin, who, when we went to the 100-year anniversary of Gallipoli. He was there and he knows all about that and Remembrance Day and the armistice and all that, and we'll be on a little later to talk us through his thoughts of the day.
That's good.
In the meantime, though, you have...
Well, I've led the charge as being idiot probably of the week.
Oh, you
possibly
going to
by the
running.
Year.
You could win Clown of the Year. You could win Clown of the Year.
It's a great photo, by the way.
And women are idiots.
Where can people see your photo?
Well, they can see it on my Instagram, Jane Kennedy, on Instagram. Mm, yeah. And it's verified, so that's where you can look for it. Or on Kennedy Malloy. You can see it.
Okay, off you go. Get involved. It's Jane in a car soaking wet.
Yeah. Because I left the windows down in the car wash when I went through.
Well done, Jane.
Yes.
It inspired
some funny reactions from
a round of women are idiots.
Yes. Let's see from Craig. Do you know any idiots, Craig?
I do know. I won't refer to her as an idiot, but she didn't think her way through this one.
Yeah.
They were on a property that had tank water alone and their tanks were running a little low.
Yeah.
So she suggested that they hook up the hose from the tap and run it into the tank.
Women are idiots.
Now that would seem quite logical. Was she a city girl? Was she?
She's an intelligent woman too. I think she just had a bit of a brain fade.
She's had it.
And it's easy to happen.
A bad day at the office.
Brain fade's very easy to happen. Thank you,
Craig. Wonder if she could run a hose from the tap and put it through your car window.
Oh. I'm still a little bit damp.
Let's speak to Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Jody, the sisterhood's coming unstuck here. Who are you dobbing in?
I like it. A girlfriend of mine, we went out for breakfast one morning and she asked them, what time does the all-day breakfast finish?
Women are idiots.
Okay.
That's yeah, it. I like it.
We've got a winner.
Too.
Got a prize there.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way.
Good
Jody,
on you,
thanks
Jody.
For calling through.
Appreciate all right. We got plenty to come in the next hour, so don't go away.
You bet. Tom Gleisner next.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Coming up, Mac McLaughlin's going to talk us through Remembrance Day and bring us up to speed with everything you need to know if you're not fully acquainted with the idea already. What else, Jane?
Nicole Kidman has had a chicken fat facial. And
okay.
I'll tell you about other things that celebrities are putting on their face.
I'm surprised we didn't open with that. That'll be an I Call Bullshit.
Yes,
no
it will
doubt.
Be.
I Call Bullshit.
It will there be. It we is. Might have some entertainment news as well
okay.
involved in that.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Tom Gleisner was in, he'd had a hectic weekend of Bathurst viewing on the telly and offered this suggestion for next year's event.
I reckon Bathurst could do with its own celebrity race, but strictly for celebrities who've lost their licence.
Oh, with the lineup, people.
You'd have Paulini on the starting Warney, Delta, and Julie Goodwin can come up. In fact, if you know that it's happening next year, you've got 12 months to lose your license.
Just to get in it.
Just putting out there.
And with Have You Been Paying Attention, back tonight, 8:30 on 10, we welcome back to the show, Tom Gleisner.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Janie. Thank you. And yeah, I've had another busy weekend.
You have?
What did you do?
What have you been doing?
I had a birthday party. I had a 50th.
Wow. Yeah. That's getting up there.
It is. If you're wondering, it's like a 40th, but with more chairs.
Okay.
I've actually been to a 60th, but I figure it's just one big couch. But anyway, we're working there.
Now, was there a theme?
Well,
I dare ask.
The dress code, Janie, was a splash of colour.
Oh, yes.
Now, you think, no, well, you go, yeah, easy, no worries. But I don't reckon guys own colourful stuff.
Okay. Well, so how did you sort it out? What happened?
A high-vis vest.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
Mickey's wearing a bright green polo shirt.
Now, this has caused a lot of talk in the office today.
Yes, rightly so.
It's quite warm where we are in the country today.
Mm.
And I've turned up in shorts and
What's
a T-shirt. And, well, it's what I call an open-toe sandal, Jane.
Yes.
And there's been a suggestion that it might be too casual. Mm. My counter to that with talent gets to wear whatever they like.
It's just the word of talent that
everyone else who
used.
Comes to all the ordinary civilians here at Triple
dress
M
up?
Should have to
have a dress
suit.
Code.
Have to wear the, yeah, that's right. Tweed.
Tweed, absolutely.
Tweed. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I'm with you, but there's casual and there's too casual.
Oh.
Thongs. We're not allowed to wear open shoes in the studio at Channel 10.
Really?
Why?
I think it's African swine fever or something.
What about the office in Japan that's banned glasses for women?
Well, do you know what? That's not as silly.
Why? Why do they ban?
Because they don't think they look hot enough.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that makes them look too bookwormy and. What is it? So this really.
Our bosses tried that here. They tried to ban glasses and knickers.
Okay. Hasn't worked.
It said it gives shop assistants a cold impression.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, in a movie, if you want to turn like the nerdy girl into a hot chick, she has to take out her hair from the bar.
And if you want to turn the librarian into a hottie, she rips off her glasses
and her
starts
hair comes down. Singing,
hot for teacher. Singing to
that is it.
Too hot too, for teacher.
That is it.
When you go into a shop, you don't. The last thing you want is the Nana Muscuri look from
your. No, that's true. You want.
Well, they might know what they're doing.
All right, we're getting into trouble here, Tom.
Yeah,
you're taking us out into deep water.
No, well, I wanted to tell you about this party because the dress code was merely the beginning.
Oh,
it got worse.
A splash of colour.
Well, the splash of colour. Got that. We arrived. You know, it was the please, no gifts.
Oh,
and
yes.
And you walk in and there is a table groaning.
No, I hate that.
Oh,
I hate that.
And it's a do a donation instead, often people say, and you go.
What about please, no party, just send gifts? Just putting it out there.
What you do in that instance is you go in, you find a present, and you put your name. You just attach your name to it. Take a card and replace.
You do that at weddings where they want money put in the money tree.
Yes.
So you walk over and just stuff a couple of tissues in and.
Wouldn't do it.
Well, I know two people are not coming to any party.
Wouldn't
I'm having.
It. Wouldn't do it. Can I? Final word. Can I talk?
Tell me about this party.
Well, I'm angry, Jane. Finger food. Now, yeah. Where do you stand? This.
It depends what time the party starts.
It was an evening. It was like an evening
time?
One. Oh, I think it was like a 7:30.
If it's 7:30, dinner.
That's late.
Dinner. Thank you.
You need dinner. You can't just have finger food.
It is not finger food if it requires more than one hand.
Correct.
To eat it. Thank you.
Correct.
So they say, you know, they give you this pulled pork in a bowl, and they say, would you like a serviette? No, I'd like a table. How do you eat that? You can't, and you can't
I
hold
agree.
Your drink.
She I'm sure sorry. Wasn't a 60th because you're doing a lot of complaining.
No,
this is worse than one of us.
Or a 70th.
Some of these
things. It gets worse.
What happened?
What?
Oh, Tom, I've never seen you so upset.
Oh, tiger.
It was a long night, and I saying to my wife, you reckon we could kind of, you know, bail? She goes, you have to wait for
the speeches.
The speeches, and get this up. 50th. Really? Speeches?
Not much to say, really.
Jane, I went over and did the, just to wondering is the speeches, I'll speak to the MC. There was an MC. Because what happened was, I think the birthday boy must have asked a few people to speak, but didn't they all thought they were the only person speaking? So when they found out that they were on like a bill,
okay, it was a bit of a pecking order.
Oh, the MC was more of sort of a referee at this point.
But what if they were covering the same material?
Exactly, same anecdotes.
And why weren't you asked? You couldn't have been a good friend.
Because
I would have thought either as established MC and comedian.
This sounds like someone you don't know very well.
You'd like to think so, Mickey. But honestly, speeches went on. I'd say it must have been five.
How long?
Oh, God, Jane, it felt endless. About 45 minutes. One person had a data projector. At the finally, you think, okay, it's done, gone, we're heading for the door. After, like, the final speech, the MC asked if anyone there would like to share any stories or thoughts.
It
went from a party to a prayer meeting. So, enough, thank you.
I've
had a big weekend.
No
I
more
need
parties
to lie down.
For you.
Oh
you are
God.
A bit of a homebody. You don't get out a lot.
I don't like to get out.
Don't like to get out.
I just stay home.
There's a reason. Can you hang around, Tommy? We need to talk about, have you been paying attention? Oh. Who's on? Why aren't I on? There's another question we need to get on.
You've had your turn. Let someone else.
It's been ages. Have I done something? I don't know.
8:30 tonight on Channel 10 and the Win Network. More with Tom Gleisner after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tom Gleisner here as well. Have you been paying attention? You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Have I done something? Have I
you
offended
were on it
you?
The other day.
The other
stop
day.
It. Stop being pushy and needy.
A while ago
do you know who you like? Yeah. Kira, who was a bachelorette, who's gone to
how
the Marquees.
I have no idea who you're talking
about. The Channel 10 Marquees. Remember Kira?
Mm-mm-mm.
She's a blonde. And she's,
who was Kira?
She was sort of, she ended up with...
doesn't narrow the list down much.
No,
the onesie.
Crybaby. Yeah, onesie.
Who walked around
him there? Got him there on the block.
What was his name? Do we remember his name?
Jasper. No.
Jasper.
Who was the one we last saw walking around the island?
That's him.
Yes,
he was the same guy.
Him.
They got him under.
And because they killed his pot plant. Is that the guy?
Yes, they did.
That's right.
Anyway, so Kira, she was at the Melbourne Cup, and there's all this gossip's coming out now of the wash-up of all the Marquees from around Australia, all the people went.
Did you hear about Jane's horse? Oh, sorry. Go on.
I did.
Don't bring it back to that. Anyway, Kira was hammering, apparently one of the executives of Channel 10, saying, you promised me I'd go on Dancing with the Stars. When am I getting my invite? Why aren't I going on?
Wow.
She was... making yourself
no, knows how to join.
Tom, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, Channel 10 has it.
They
you
do.
Are, people don't know this, but you have been known to be a boring dancer.
It's in my past, Jane.
Tom, I thought it's in your contract. Yes, let's have you on.
You want to see.
No, we want
to
see you.
No one wants to see that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, come on.
We do want to see Tom
I'm
on Dancing with the Stars.
It hasn't happened yet, Jenny. I'm still hanging out for someone to crack four reality shows. So, like, go from, let's say, Dancing with the Stars to The Bachelor to
Hang
I'm
on.
A Celebrity.
Someone's got to be close because people have done Bachelor in Paradise twice.
Oh, okay. Well,
that doesn't
care. It's got to be.
No, you've got to do different.
Four different shows. I'm a Celebrity to Dancing with the Stars to
like
Bachelorette.
Sorry?
EGOT. Like your Emmy, your Grammy.
Oh,
exactly.
How dare you call me EGOT?
He did, but he didn't mean it.
What would you dance on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, you have
I know. The rumba.
The rumba.
No, I know.
The paso doble.
It's not happening, Jane.
Do you know how to dance a paso doble?
The worm? Can you do the worm?
It's not happening, Jane.
You do know how to do a paso
doble. No more happening.
Channel 10, if you're listening now. Beverly, listen up.
Right now.
Hey, who's on the show this week?
We've got a good lineup tonight.
You have no idea.
Whenever you say a good lineup,
Anne
right
Edmonds,
and
Marty Sheargold, whoever he is, and Geraldine Hickey are also on with Ed Cav and Sam Pang.
Plus, we've got Melissa Leong, who's one of the new MasterChef judges.
Oh,
a guest quizmaster.
Jane insulted?
Probably.
I didn't. why insulted. Why would she insult the entire MasterChef format?
Right, she did.
I'm no judge, am I?
Why wouldn't Channel 10 go with one of their own, like Jane Kennedy?
I don't know. Well, people, they don't know how to think outside the box. And they're all based in different areas, you know. They just don't know.
So they're a bunch of simpletons up the chain at Channel 10.
Yeah, probably.
And bankrupt. So it's a great combination. No, I don't know why they didn't get for Janie, but yeah, maybe the price out of your price range.
Why isn't Jane? Have you been paying attention? I haven't seen her on this year.
Jane's taking some well-earned time to, you know.
Taking some me
did you hear what she did today?
Sorry?
Have you seen the picture?
Of the car wash. It has been mentioned.
I said, well, you've got something to show on Have You Been Paying Attention next time at the intros.
Straight through.
In a car.
Done.
Through the car wash.
Both sides.
Window down.
I copped it from both angles. There's a spurt that side, a spurt that side.
Fantastic. Dog in the back.
Frizzy hair.
I bet you wouldn't mind if it was Chardonnay.
Had my own mouth open.
Had your mouth open.
Like one of those clowns.
All right, Tommy G.
Thank you, Tom. We'll be watching tonight at 8:30.
We'll be there.
And thank you for coming in on Kennedy Malloy.
Splash your colour next time.
Done.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
On Looking, a source close to industry, source insiders, our friends of associates, speculation, room by witnesses.
Drug scandal rocks the Bachelorette mansion.
It's time to call Bulls.
Hello.
Here we go.
All right, here's the first little teaser.
When was the last time I was on Have You Been Paying Attention, though?
Get over it.
It wasn't that long ago, I think.
You're probably rude to everyone. Probably people don't like being on with you.
Just if there's a problem, they should say so.
Have you got a problem with Sam Pang? Is there a...
I don't like him or care for him particularly.
Well, there you go. That'll be the reason.
He'll be on a cricket show.
I can't
first
wait for that.
Test.
Oh, cricket, so really
front bar cricket.
Good.
So excited.
Yeah, all right, get on that. Now, I get call on. BS.
Okay.
What do you got?
I call bull.
Okay, get set for this. This is shocking news. Amazing news.
Right. It's good amazing, bad amazing.
Just amazing. Uh-huh. Guess who? Bob Irwin, who's the young boy.
Yeah, Robert.
Guess who he is dating?
Sure.
and our work here is done.
Who?
No.
Can I have another guess?
Yeah.
Australian?
No.
Oh.
American.
Overseas. Is it a Kardashian?
No, but good guess. But weird because the Kardashians are in their 30s. So he's about 13. So weird.
Oh, well, then he's got to be dating.
Well, 15. He's 15.
He's a musketeer.
Are you ready? It's Suri.
Who the hell is Suri?
On your phone? Oh, that's Siri. But
where's the girls? Why don't I have a girl?
As in, like,
Suri. Is there a cyclone named Suri?
No, I'm not going to tell you who Suri is.
That Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Tom Cruise's daughter.
She's 15. Yeah. Tom Cruise's daughter. Yeah. Yes. Okay. We're all buying that, aren't we?
Well, they started as secret pen pals.
Who's Suri?
Suri is
Why
Tom
have
Cruise
I never
and
seen
Katie...
Suri? Show me a picture of Suri.
You have seen her looking all miserable all her life.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
With her little patent leather shoes on.
Cheer up, little girl. Yeah. Crikey. How old is she?
She hasn't seen her father for 10 years or something.
Oh, they don't speak.
All right.
Hang on. What? How did they meet?
They're pen pals. They started as pen pals.
Yeah. Pen pal, she wrote him a note. Get me out of this crazy Scientology hellhole. Please help.
All right, are you ready?
Tell everyone I'm here.
Here's an amazing royal. This is a royal story.
No one's seen her forever.
Suri, yeah.
I've seen her.
Have you ever seen a picture? Is she in some kind of witness protection scheme?
She's in the magazines all, well, sure, photoshopped
does little Bob,
in the magazines
does,
all
little
the time.
Bob, does he wear khaki a lot?
Yes.
He does.
It's all he wears.
Yeah.
Are you joking? That's all he wears.
It's the real brand.
Has he wrestled
the whole Irwin family.
Has he wrestled anything?
Yes, he has wrestled everything.
He wouldn't start with a crocodile. He'd wrestle an ostrich or something. Right. What's he on? What's he work his way up?
He's got that
wrestled a wombat?
He's doing great things. He's on like Jimmy Fallon.
He's huge. He's a regular on Jimmy Fallon.
He is not.
He is.
Has he wrestled Jimmy Fallon?
Nearly. He wants to.
I love the Irwins.
All right, I've got another one for you quickly.
Okay, Dave, nice input. I love the Irwins. Is that what you said?
Back to you, Jane.
I love the Irwins too. Okay, here's a royal...
No Bindi news?
Yes, I told you there was Bindi news.
What was that?
I said that she might be pregnant.
I call bull.
Because her boyfriend was spotted coming out of a pharmacy with a pregnancy test. Just saying.
Okay.
There was a photo of it in one of the magazines.
He's new to this.
But I call BS on that.
Yeah, he's new to the whole paparazzi thing, isn't
Mate,
he?
Put it in your pocket, why don't you?
Really,
put
really
it in a bag. When they say, would you like a bag with this? Yes, I would. It's a pregnancy test. And I'm dating Bindi Irwin. Give me a bag.
Oh,
what about this? This is a royal photo riddle. Are
I
you
love
up with
these.
This one? You know the Queen, when she meets people in her room, when she says, hello, how are you? And it's like prime ministers from around the world.
Right? Meet and greet.
Yeah, meet and greet. And she's got a little fireplace. She has little photos around and everything.
Okay.
People started to notice that a photo that's been up when Meghan and Harry got married has gone missing.
Look, and see? What's the photo of?
It was a photo of them and their engagement, and now it's gone.
Oh, really?
And they're going, is that a sign?
Okay, are you sure that Women's Day just haven't photoshopped it out?
No,
that's always that'd have been on suspicion.
That. I heard about that ages ago, and now it's in Women's Day. I really believe it.
What? Do you put out photos when people come around to your house specific to them?
No.
People do that.
Really?
I had
photos up just so people don't feel bad.
I heard Michael Gudinski once, depending on which band he was seeing, would pull out their tour poster and put it behind his desk.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, look, I'm some boys from Taxi Ride.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, have a look.
It's mental as anything.
It's mental as anything.
He's gone quiet, Gudinski. Where is he?
Oh, he's busy. He's busy.
Working
on lots
what?
Of bands. You know, this what's the band that's got all those awards nominations for the ARIA?
Oh, the Teskey Brothers?
Teskey Brothers. Yeah. They're huge. He's just busy with them.
And they just played Jimmy Kimmel.
They don't look high maintenance to me.
Who's high maintenance? The Teskey Brothers.
Take your that Tony book.
They don't look like
they need micromanagement. They kind of just turn up and do their thing.
He's doing his job as an impresario. That's what he
Where's
does.
He gone?
We should get him on the
He'll
show.
He'll be in the States. We'll ring him.
Oh, I know what's going on.
What?
What?
Spring Carnival. He'll be down in Melbourne. He'll be at the Flower Drum. He'll be hobnobbing.
Mm. I'm surprised you didn't see horses. Him there.
Well, I might have.
Okay. Do you want anything more? Is that it?
No, I want one more to go on.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about what celebrities go to, what lengths they go to keep beautiful, glowing skin.
Mm.
And Nicole Kidman, it's been discovered, uses chicken fat, which is not a bad idea.
Put her on my list. I'd come home and lick her every night.
You use a mixture of lime juice. Actually, it's getting tastier. Lime juice, coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, almond extract and chicken fat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, bung that on. That's why... She looks so amazing.
She's basting herself.
Yeah.
Well, imagine cuddling her and I. Well, it smells so nice.
Well, you might not want to lick Kate Blanchett's face.
Again.
No, because she uses penis facial.
Okay.
It's.
I'm glad. Shane, you know when you say just one more story and then you
really
regret it?
That song.
What are you doing?
No, this is special. It's a special one. It's epidermal growth from foreskins of newborn baby.
What?
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
We're on safer ground with Bob Irwin, weren't we? We need a big gear change.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
On this special day, Remembrance Day, wherever you are listening to us from any part of the Big Brown Land, I'm sure you're taking a moment to reflect on everything that's happened on the battlefield for this young white nation anyway. I've travelled overseas. I've been to Gallipoli. In fact, with our next guest, in fact, who's an acclaimed historian, a battlefield guide author, founder of a leading battlefield tour company, Matt McLaughlin Battlefield Tours, and he's got a podcast as well called Living History. You can download it now. He knows all about it. He's on the line now. How are you, Matt?
Going well, thanks, mate.
That's the way.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, it's Jane Kennedy, of course.
Yeah, good.
Have you been spending your Remembrance Day? How do you choose to spend it?
Well, Remembrance Day is always pretty busy for me because I do lots of media work like this, but I think lots of people find that's the case, that, you know, it's not a public holiday. Most people go to work, and so it's about finding your own way to commemorate it. And, of course, at 11 a.m, I had that moment of silent reflection, and I think that's the most important thing to do, just stop and pause and just have a think about what it all means, because it's important stuff we're talking about.
It was originally, of course, a Remembrance Day to observe the Armistice Day, but since then it's come to mean a lot more, not just World War One, but World War Two, the Vietnam War, and even today to our troops, our men and women who are still overseas, deployed as we speak. It's become much more all-encompassing, isn't it, as a nation?
Yeah, that's the sad part of the story, that when we had the first Armistice Day, as it was called, that was just to commemorate the end of the First World War and to remember the people who'd been killed in that war. But obviously since then, every decade that came afterwards, we had another conflict and another one and another one. So Remembrance Day, as it's now known now, is to remember all men and women killed in all wars. And when you look back on those wars of the 20th century that you mentioned, more than 100,000 Australians have died fighting in wars since the start of the 20th century. So just staggering figures.
Yep. Well, we're great travellers, us Aussies, and a lot of the places where we lost many Australians and are very sacred to us, the Western Front, Gallipoli, Kokoda and Vietnam, you take tours to and people. I'm amazed and proud of the number of young people that want to go and visit these places.
Yeah, you're so right, Jane. It's just a wonderful Australian thing. It's just Aussies love walking the ground where Anzacs fought. And it's a uniquely Australian thing. People overseas think we're a little bit nuts that we travel halfway around the world to places like Gallipoli.
And I've been to Gallipoli myself and walked around. The one thing that struck me was how small the neck was, how small everything was, and thinking, how can people be fighting each other across, you know, a size of a tennis court? It's that dramatic. But also finding tins, bully beef tins and things like that lying around.
Well, that's why it's so important, because walking the ground actually brings that history to life. And it doesn't matter how many history books you read or documentaries you watch or listen to interviews like this one on the radio, there's nothing like actually walking that ground. And you're so right. Even those small things, like even the climate, you go, gee, it's much hotter here.
Oh, my God, it was colder. Exactly.
And even those things have an effect. If you imagine, well, you're someone who's got a rifle and digging a trench and, you know, it's cold and it's windy or it's hot or, you know, or the ground is hard and, you know, the areas are so tiny. It just gives you this incredible perspective. And, of course, there's always this looming ghost of the soldiers because of the cemeteries that are there. You can see the cemeteries and see the blokes who never came home. It's absolutely amazing.
It Matt, is. We were there for the 100th year reflection on the Gallipoli landing, and we were at a dawn service. And I still to this day don't think I've ever experienced a more spiritual moment for me. And it was eerie and it was silent, and there was no, apart from us, there was no empirical evidence that it was any much different from the day they landed.
Yeah.
And I took a little stone from Anzac Cove, which I keep on my desk, and it's the closest thing I have to whenever I start taking myself too seriously, I have a look at the stone.
You must have a little tap of that every night,
you need to calm the farm a bit. Matt, it seems that all of a sudden France is, we've always focused on Gallipoli, and we've always had a great knowledge and understanding of what transpired there, but it feels now we're ready to hear more about the incredible losses, the tragic losses, all over the fields of France and Belgium.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, mate, and I think that's a fantastic thing. We've seen, it was only 15 or 20 years ago that the entire story of Anzac Day was Gallipoli.
Yeah.
And Gallipoli will always deserve its place. You know, you've all been there. It's an iconic place. Yeah. It will always deserve its reputation as the first place the Australians had a big fight. But so much of the good work that Australia did during the First World War took place in France and Belgium. That was where the Germans were. That was the main battlefield of the war. And Australia did extraordinary work on those killing fields of the Western Front. And for too long, we overlooked it in favour of Gallipoli. But you're so right. In the last 15 or 20 years, there's been a real shift in focus. And now, well, through my tour company, half of all the people we send overseas every year go to France. It's just
amazing.
So wonderful to see.
It's a great tour company too. I'd have no problems plugging this. What's it called, Matt?
It's Matt McLaughlin Battlefield Tours.
And it's incredible. And Matt showed us some stuff that's not on the maps and not on the grid. And you go, come and have a look at this and I'll show you something. Yeah. It was an incredible experience for someone who really knows their stuff.
Matt, I presume that the locals are also welcoming with open arms when people from Australia come along.
Oh, you're so right, Jane. It's one of the most fantastic aspects of visiting a battlefield. It's the same in Turkey when you go there. It's the same in France. The French people and the Belgian people love us when we come over to the Western Front. If people that have trekked Kokoda obviously know about the very close relationship with Papua New Guineans. Anywhere you go where Australians fought, they made their mark. You know, they left memories of what they'd done there, and even a century later, people still remember them. It's really wonderful.
Matt, what should anyone listening now, what for the rest of the day, or just take a quiet moment and reflect, buy a poppy, obviously. Anything else you think people should be considering?
Yeah, I always say to people just to do a bit more research. Take it as an opportunity to go and grab a book or watch a documentary tonight, or just learn a little bit more about what went on, because it is an amazing history that we should all be very, very proud of, and a history that's still being written with younger veterans. So I think it's really important that we remember that it's an evolving story and we learn as much about the Anzac story as we possibly can.
Good
Thank
on you,
you
Matt.
Thank you so much, Matt. That was really interesting. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, Matt McLaughlin's Living History podcast, you can download that as well. And as you mentioned, Matt McLaughlin Battlefield Tours.
Incredible trip. If you like travelling and you want to learn something about your country,
I feel I need to go to the Western Front.
Thanks, Matt. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Holden, Colorado,
too. Oh, yes.
Find your dealer, holden.com.au.
Here's a tip for you.
What's that?
Next time you go through a car wash.
Yeah.
And you got the windows down.
Yeah.
Do it in the Colorado. It's your one-stop shop.
Well, maybe, yeah, because I'd be higher.
You'd be higher.
And I wouldn't get the spray in my...
The Colorado would love
both ears.
Boy, you've probably spent all weekend out bush bashing or tearing up
I'd
Fraser
like the
Island
mud on the car.
Or doing whatever.
Yeah.
And then you'd go drive straight off that, straight into the car wash.
And
wash yourself, wash the car.
Oh, my God.
Wash the Colorado and you are done.
I am done. I would be done. So, baby, I better get on board like a Colorado owner. Jamin, is there Jamin there?
Yeah, sure is.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
What's that, sorry?
Where are you calling from, Jamin?
Bundaberg in Queensland.
Ah, that's good country up there and great landscape to get about in the old Holden, Colorado. Who's your precious cargo? What do you got, a wife and children or...?
Yeah, one wife and one little fella.
Oh, that's perfect. You can get them in and then
what
go.
What do you do with your Colorado? Where do you take it?
Oh, everywhere, eh? Been around Australia in it and a few other big trips.
Yeah?
Nah, it's an awesome car.
Have you done it? You've done a lap around the big brown land in the Colorado?
Yeah, did that probably a year or so ago now.
And you hooked up the caravan and how'd you go? Look after you?
Well, I made it, so no.
have you got any special features? Have you kitted it up? What have you done?
It's got a fair bit done to it. You know, big lift and tyres and the canopy, and yeah, you can live out of it.
Am I saying right? You got a shower attachment?
What?
Yeah, there's shower and barbecue and all that sort of stuff.
Oh my God! I can't move into this, Colorado. Can you live on it?
That's nuts.
Oh, you can live on it if you like.
You wouldn't even have to go through the car wash.
No,
you could
I
just
would not.
Hose yourself down with the shower.
There you go.
As you sit it in a car wash.
Exactly.
Have you taken it in the snow, mate?
Yeah. We've been in the snow a few times. No, it's good.
Jeez, well, you may as well because there's nowhere you can't go.
Yep,
all doors are
baby.
Open to you when you get out and about behind the wheel of the magnificent Holden, Colorado.
Good
it's a great
you,
club
Jamin.
To be involved in. And what are your plans for the future, Jamin?
I'm sick of spending money on it, so I'm probably just going to drive it now.
You've got all there is to have
You've
on board.
You've done it. The heavy lifting's done. Now it's time to enjoy. Get behind the wheel of the greatest bit of automotive machinery I've ever seen.
If anybody else wants to get on board one of these amazing Holden Colorados, holden.com.au, find your dealer, get on board.
Come
Australia.
On.
Well done, Jamin. We'll send
well
you
on,
a
Jamin.
Prize pack as well from Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to Holden. Now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're thinking for all those in New South Wales and Queensland impacted by the bushfires, rfs.nsw.gov.au for information in New South Wales. And for our Queensland listeners, qfes.qld.gov.au.
Please, everyone in those affected areas, look after yourself. Be smart. Do the right thing. Don't be a burden to emergency service workers.
And
get
think
it right.
Of neighbours. Make sure that everyone's accounted for, especially the elderly,
there's a bit
the
going
disabled,
on here.
And people who just might not be aware of what's going on.
Correct. And, yes, tomorrow's a very big day.
It is.
In that part of Australia. Yeah. And,
so
of course, it's a big day for
everyone.
Also in Australia, it is Remembrance Day.
Yep.
And thank you for taking your time to reflect and listen and investigate what it's all about, and to our servicemen and women still serving as we speak overseas and not with our families today to you.
All respect to you.
We
thank
you.
100%.
And good luck. Come home safely. Now on to more fun matters. You have blown up our social media with your ridiculous antics, Jane Kennedy. It's one of the funniest photos I've ever seen.
Best.
It's a bedraggled Jane Kennedy behind the wheel of her car with her dog looking on a bit judgy, I have to say.
I think so.
In the back, because Jane went through a car wash with the windows down.
What were you thinking?
And why did I have both down? I still don't understand why.
Gary Blake,
both down.
The up-down button can be confusing.
Oh, thanks for that.
That reflects many responses we've had here today.
Good on you,
Can
mate.
I just say some of the responses are from some of our famous alumni.
Oh, really?
Patty Newton.
Oh, wow. Patty,
I thought
sorry.
I was the only person that did things like that. Leila McKinnon, from A Current Affair. Yeah. You may have just discovered an important water-saving measure.
Well, there you go.
Love a woman will do anything to help in times of drought.
That's me, Leland.
Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
Shit, I hope you bought shampoo to make the most of it. Drive-through wash and blow.
See?
But listen, Doyle.
You're smart.
You could be the subject of a Sunday night investigation.
Really?
Chris Brown, I believe he's responded. What's
yes,
he said?
Yes, Chris Brown has just simply said, absolutely remarkable.
Is he worried about the dog's safety at all?
Oh, he could be now. I remember now why. I'm going, why did I have the windows down? It says, pull in your side mirrors.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, bugger, I haven't done that. So I climbed out over and let the window down.
I know.
That's why you've done it.
Okay.
I had to make some excuse.
That is an explanation, not an excuse. See ya.
Jim Jefferies to join us tomorrow for a big Tuesday. Kennedy Malloy will talk.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.